Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it is Friday, August the 19th, 2022. God bless you. We made it through another week, and may God keep you and keep you at peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Today's topic, fulfilling love, coming from Romans chapter 13, verses 9 through 10. Reading from the Easy Read Version Bible or King James Bible. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this world. And word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Amen. I'll read that again. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this world. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfilling of the law. Amen. Amen. It may be hard to understand how love and law go together, but love fulfills every law God created for his children to follow. What does that mean? It means you can follow each one of the Ten Commandments by choosing love first. When you have love, That is gifted from the one who first loved you, can do no wrong to a neighbor. And although the way you love may sometimes be imperfect, the agape way of Jesus, love fills in the cracks. It's fulfilling in a way that nothing else in this world can be. Nothing can change this. Nothing can shift this from you. The moment you accept Jesus into your life as your Savior, this love is available to you in every situation. And this love calls you to use it on others in a way that will ultimately point them back to him. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, you perform the ultimate act of love when you sacrifice yourself for the whole world. Thank you for making this agape love available not only to me but to others. Help me and others to use it to direct others to you. Amen. Amen. This is my word of encouragement for today on Friday, August the 19th, 2022. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Again, COVID has not gone anywhere, and they're talking about monkeypox. So please, please take care of yourself and be safe. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And tell somebody about the goodness of God's love. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll be back with you on Monday with a word of encouragement. I'm Sister Faye. God bless you. And keep on loving one another. No matter how hard it gets, clear up old grudges and things that was in the past. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you. It's nothing you can do about it, but I love you. And may the Holy Spirit guide you in all your ways. May the peace be with you always. May the Holy Spirit guide you. Let the guiding light of God sustain you. Amen. See you Monday with another word. God bless you.